Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is American Soybean Growers Association Vice President Josh Gackle, and North Dakota farmer out in the Cullom area. First of all, let's talk a little bit about Farm Bill. What are we seeing right now? I know it's been kind of a standstill out there, a lot of things going on in D.C., but what are you guys hearing and concentrating on at the moment?
Well, thanks. Good to be with you. Yeah, Farm Bill-wise, it has kind of the focus right now in D.C. seems to be upcoming possible government shutdown. So I think Congress and the administration are trying to figure out a path forward on that. And Farm Bill discussions maybe have kind of taken a backseat. But the committees, the chairs of the committees and the committees are still actively working, trying to put a bill together, language together that can be presented, you know, to both the full House and Senate at some point, hopefully in the near future. So, yeah, American Soybean Association still actively engaged, speaking with committee members, committee chairs, ranking members from each committee, focused on crop insurance and, you know, any needed reforms to the farm program, whether it's ARC or PLC, those risk management tools we've talked about before, possibly updating reference prices, base acre updates, things like that that make those programs more predictable. So yeah, still again actively engaged on the policy front, talking to those chairs and those committee members, and hoping to see something move forward here this year.
Ready to answer questions and whatnot as they're needed here as progression happens.
Absolutely, and yeah, as things change, you know, there's always committee members and committee staff are especially good at reaching out to ASA and other commodity groups to get ideas, even now. You know, this late in the process, there's still things that can change and programs that and ideas that people have. So it's still very much a give and take back and forth.
And on the farm front there at home, what are things looking like in the field right now? I know the Red River Valley, some people are going on soybeans already, but where are you guys at in your area?
Yeah, we're getting close. There's a few guys in this area in South Central North Dakota who have gone out to try it. Not much has come off yet. I'd say the main start of our soybean harvest in this area is probably about a week away, maybe 10 days away. But yeah, things are turning quickly the last couple of days with this heat that we've had. You can almost stand and watch the leaves fall off the soybean plants and the plants get a little riper. So it's not far away. Have to see what happens with the forecast here starting Thursday through the weekend. Some decent chances of rain in most areas. So that'll kind of tell us, give us a better idea next week when we can get going.
And throughout the growing season, have you gotten timely rains? What are conditions looking like? I know it's hard to tell before the combine rolls, but estimates on quality and that and yield.
Right. It just walking through fields and, you know, doing pod counts and that type of thing at this stage, it actually looks like a fairly decent crop. I don't know if it's a record setter or a bumper crop, but it seems to look pretty good. It's not often that we say that this time of year heading into harvest. Seems like we're always a little more nervous, but we did have some long stretches of dry weather throughout the summer, but did, you know, in many parts of the state, but not all. There's certainly others that are hurting a little bit, but got some of those timely rains when we needed them. So I think it looks promising right now, but we will know when we put those combines in the field.
Well, good to hear some optimism there, and thank you for the update and the information.
You bet. Good to talk to you, Whitney.
Josh Gackle joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.